Pacifico, Phil Henry.
And a good evening to you. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show live here from the El Pacifico every night. The roiling surf behind us. Every night we're here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch.
Yeah.
And we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. We welcome you to our program. We are in the midst a little bit here of a healthcare debate. I'm going to bring one of our listeners on from New England, from Massachusetts, Dennis, here in a minute. R.C. Collins is going to join us from Bradley Military Academy later on in the program to talk death penalty. What has that got to do with the military? Well, we'll find out. And we've got other news to cover tonight. We also want to mention to you that tomorrow it is episode 12 of the Free Phil Henry podcast, and we've got another record breaker, man. Tomorrow, we've got Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on our Free Phil Henry podcast talking about belt sanding cars during the D.C. sniper scare. And wait till you hear the grief that he takes from a couple of veterans. That's just part of it. And then we've got a double shot of Ted Bell. Now, next week, on the 4th of July, we are going to roll out our first ever best of one individual character on the show, the best of Ted Bell. It'll be available for download on our website, philhenryshow.com. It'll be available for download the individual tracks or the entire selection, collection. The best of Ted Bell.
What you said Ted Bell.
It's Ted Bell.
His name is Ted Bell, though, right?
His name's Ted Bell, yeah.
Why do you spell it?
B-E-L-L.
But instead of you spell B-I-L-L.
No, it ain't Ted Bill. Ted Bell. Okay?
That was a Tony Bill who was a producer.
That's fine. There was a Tony Bill that was a producer. I'm talking about the Ted Bell who's a steakhouse guy. Excuse me, if you don't mind. Let me continue.
Sorry.
Ted Bell will be rolling out, baby, the best of Ted Bell next week on our website, philhenryshow.com. Look for it. Available in our shop. All the downloads, or individually or together. Okay. 877-876-7445 is our number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And as I mentioned to you, we've got Dennis on the line. Dennis is a listener. And where are you listening to us, Dennis?
Right now I'm in Brantford, Massachusetts, Phil. But I live in the Boston area, and I wanted to, talk about the Obama health care.
I understand that.
And that the Supreme Court tomorrow is going to be ruling on this, and I think it's very important.
It very much is important, sir, yes.
And I think that the American people are going to be looking very carefully at what the Supreme Court does. And
are you in favor or opposed?
I'm in favor of it, and I'll tell you why. I know it's very controversial, but we've got to do something in this country. We've got to figure it out, because right now the money that we're spending on health care is astronomical, and I'm not an eloquent man. I don't do what you do, for instance, Mr. Henry, for a living. My line of work is a construction business, and that's what I've known, and I've been doing it for 35 years. But I can tell you, being involved in that line of work, the health care bill is very important.
All right. Tell me, you are in favor, and I think traditionally, and especially talk radio, seems to be a traditionally conservative, I shouldn't say conservative medium, but, although I aesthetically it's conservative, but I'm saying politically we seem to hear a lot from conservatives. Would you consider yourself a liberal?
No, I wouldn't. And I don't necessarily believe that to be a conservative you've got to be opposed to the health care. I'm a conservative, and I am not opposed to health care. I'm in favor of health care.
And as a conservative, did you vote for Obama or did you vote for McCain?
I voted for Obama.
And now that's unusual, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how other people voted. I'm just telling you how I voted, and I'm telling you that I voted for Obama. But I am politically, I'm very conservative. Economically, I'm very conservative.
What do you think is what has changed? Because do you think that a health care bill is health care legislation is consistent with you being a conservative?
Yes, sir, I do, because I think the cost of health care is so out of control that all of the working people of this country are affected, and the business people of the country are affected, and it causes economic disadvantage for a lot of them, and it causes economic hardship for a lot of them. And so, from my way of thinking, I think that it is a good conservative point of view. I know there's a lot of conservatives that don't believe in health care, but it's costing my family more money than we have. We can't continue to pay these monthly insurance bills of $700, $800, $900, $1,000, $1,200 to insure my family. And my wife is looking at a surgical procedure right now that is going to cost quite a bit of money. And we don't have it.
What? I'm sorry. Your wife is now looking at surgery. Is this a life-threatening condition?
It is a cosmetic condition that is something that she's had to deal with since she was a teenage girl, that has caused her a great deal of psychological pain, you know, as well as the physical limitations.
What is she's going in for surgery?
Yes, sir. She's going in for a cosmetic procedure called a gluteal implant in the buttocks because she has been since she was pubescent, I guess, an adolescent girl. She has been very, very without any shape there. There's no shape and there's no tone, and she's had to deal with the inability, you know, to really be satisfied as a woman, you know, to look like a woman. She's had to deal with this. I know that there are people who go through a lot of things in life that they need a doctor, and they need to pay for it, and they can't afford it. So I know I'm not just speaking for my own family.
Your name is Dennis, right?
Right, Phil. It's Dennis Shaw, and I live in Boston. I'm in, Brantford, Massachusetts right now.
All right. I want to talk to you a little bit more about this. We'll open our phone lines up for after our break. The number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. But I want to ask you, do you think that a buttock implant or gluteal implants, as they're called, is a necessary surgery? Because cosmetic surgery, a lot of it is not covered by insurance.
I don't know if this is. Well, I will tell you, yes, it is necessary, and it very much should be covered by insurance. And I will tell you that right now we don't have insurance to cover not only this, but we don't have insurance to cover a lot of necessary medical procedures that we need. Dental insurance, for instance, what my family doesn't have. We can't afford it. But for my wife to go in for this surgery, which is a surgery that is necessary, but we won't be able to pay for it. She's going to go in and get this surgery done? No, because she has to have it done.
How are you going to have the surgery done if you can't pay for it?
Well, we're going to have the hospital bill us, and we will simply have to ignore the bills, you know. It's kind of the same process that people...
How do you ignore a doctor's bill?
Well, Mr. Henry, it's the same procedure used by people that have walked away from their mortgages, for instance, of their houses. They can't afford it, you know, so they won't pay for the mortgage, but they're still living in the house until such time as there is some formal eviction. But what we're going to have to do, and I don't want to do it, I believe me when I tell you that it isn't anything that I look forward to doing, but we're going to have to have my wife go in for these implants, and then once we are billed by the hospital, we will not pay for it. And
so you're going to go in under false pretenses, sir, you know?
I understand that, but you need to understand, Mr. Henry, and I know there's a lot of people...
No, I know that you are without funds. I understand that.
But what you don't understand is we've got to have this done. My wife goes through year after year after year this kind of torment.
But we're talking about a cosmetic procedure, too.
No, sir, this is not breast implants, sir. This is a gluteal implant so that she has a shape to her hips. Right now she's got a very flat rear end, and it is ugly to me. and to a lot of the men that I talk to. And I love my wife, and I want to be proud of her, and I don't want her to suffer.
And all right, well, there's all kinds of suffering when it comes to medical procedure and the lack of medical procedure. I don't know where yours falls.
But you see, this isn't anything that you decide. This is something that we need this, and we need the insurance, and we don't have it. We can't afford it.
But that's the other thing. You're going to go to a hospital, and you're going to have this done, and you're not going to pay for it.
Yes, sir.
But you're going to go under the pretense that you can, though.
Yes, sir. That's what we've been forced into, yeah.
All right. Hang on, Dennis, okay? We'll talk some more about this.
All right, and I appreciate very much you having me on, Phil.
Okay, that's good, sir. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. So his wife's going in for gluteal implants, which is basically a buttock implant. They can't afford it, but he's going in. They're going in anyway. They're going to have the surgery done, and then they'll just say, well, we can't pay the bill. So the Supreme Court is scheduled tomorrow. The Supreme Court is scheduled tomorrow, I believe, to take up and to decide on this matter of Obamacare, national health care, if I have that right, bud.
Double check.
All right, 877-876-7445, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We are going to be rolling out our Best of Ted Bell in a week. We would certainly like you to join us for that on our website, philhendryshow.com. Don't forget the free Phil Hendry podcast, episode 12, tomorrow, and you can access it there at philhendryshow.com. On the line with me is Dennis. He lives in Massachusetts. His wife is scheduled for cosmetic surgery. These are called gluteal implants. Some people call them butt implants or buttock implants. Dennis, and you say that these are necessary. It isn't some vanity thing.
No, sir. No, sir. Because it's a vanity thing for maybe if they were breasts or something like that. I can see that because there are a lot of women who go in for very unnecessary surgery on their breasts because that's what, you know.
I understand.
But this is to make my wife, you know, more appealing for something that's important to me, and that is that she has this implant. It's not about me wanting her to have bigger breasts.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number. Let's go to some phone calls, and then we'll continue talking to Dennis. We got Mike here. Hi, Mike. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dennis. Go ahead.
Hi. How's it going?
Good, sir.
I'm calling from Fort Knox, Kentucky, and
yes, sir.
You know, my wife just had plastic surgery not too long ago. She had what's called a belt lapectomy, where it's like a tummy tuck, but it goes all the way around. It lifts the buttocks. It, you know, drops the belly and stuff like that. Years ago, you know, she was 285 pounds, and she had a gastric bypass. Well, then she had the loose skin. So, you know, for her birthday present and everything, you know, we drained the savings and everything to get the surgery done.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it put me in debt, you know, because the total surgery was well over, you know,
$27,000.
Wow. But, wow. We put it on a credit card and stuff like that. But
yeah.
Before they would even cut her, you know, before she could even be taken back, I had to pay $5,700 up front out of the savings, which, you know, we expected it because we talked to the doctor prior to. He explained
and they would, not, would they take the $5,700? Would they put the $5,700 on the credit card, or you had to actually pay them cash, or how did that work?
I had to pay them cash.
I want to, Phil, could I say something to this man? Sir, first of all, I think your indication was clear. You said you had to drain your savings. That was the word
yes.
You used, drain your savings. That's why we need Obamacare, you know, because you had to drain out everything that you have worked your life for, and a lot of Americans are doing that, and I don't think it's right.
All right. Sir, I understand what you're saying, you know,
right.
But, you know, one thing I don't agree with is you saying that you're not going to pay the bill. Because to me, that's called integrity. That's what makes a man. And if you create a bill, that is your job as a man to pay it. You know, and I'm not speaking just as a physical man. I'm speaking as a human being.
Yeah,
you know, that's what makes us a society.
Well, I think that you and Mr. Henry might be old-fashioned guys, because you know, like me...
What's old-fashioned about that?
Well, because you can't... Nowadays, it used to be you could do that, but nowadays, if your wife is walking down the street like my wife is, sir, and I don't know, you say your wife is overweight. My wife walks down the street, and she has no... It's flat. She has no rear end, and it is... It's difficult to look at. And so...
But would you call that a necessary surgery?
Yes, well, I would. Very much.
It is kind of necessary. You know, like my wife, it's something that she's been wanting for a long time. It builds her self-esteem, her self-confidence.
There you go. You know, that's what I'm talking about.
So,
I
do understand that aspect.
But
me loving my wife, we've only been married for 2 years.
And already she got, and she had a weight problem from what, having children or something like that?
No, she's been big her whole life.
And you still married her.
She had gastric bypass.
That's tough from, right, but see, if you already knew that she was a large woman, maybe it's necessary. But my wife used to, my wife never had, she never had a good rear end.
She had the gastric bypass before we ever met.
Who, my wife?
And
my wife
never had
that surgery.
No, his wife.
No, my wife.
Oh, all right. But
My wife had the gastric bypass before we ever met.
Right.
And, you know, she has the loose skin from losing so much weight. You know, now she's 132 pounds.
But what I'm trying to say is this is very necessary surgery. So you said I'm going to tell them that I can pay for it, but I'm not going to pay. And why? That's what Americans are being forced into, Phil. They're being forced into this. And
nobody's forcing you into not paying a bill.
When you have medical needs. I've been having this argument for a lot of months, Mr. Henry, so I know what I'm talking about.
What did you want to say, Mike?
Okay. Once again, I would like to hit that is called integrity. Okay, and
integrity until
the reason why we have to have the reason why we have to have Obamacare and all these other, you know, substandard or Section 8 housing and pay more in taxes is because of people like yourself who are racking up bills and not paying them.
But what do you do when you have a medical emergency?
And that's just not a medical emergency.
No,
I just don't see a medical emergency.
You are wrong. I got to tell you, ask any woman in America if walking down the street and her pants are saggy like she's a man.
Okay.
If that's not something that is a psychological, very hard.
Okay.
So,
all right. I got to take a break here. Mike, I appreciate your call, though, man. I got to get to some other calls here. I don't know how much time we have. Let's go over to Lauren. Lauren, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi. Yeah, I was just calling about this guy that's getting his wife some implants for her buttocks. And I was wondering...
Gluteal implants, yes, ma'am.
Gluteal implants.
Called gluteal implants,
Does he think that Obamacare is going to cover that? Like, would you rather have the government regulate everything? Or would you rather, you know, take out a loan like Mike did and pay for it like a man... make payments on it like a person, like an American, you know, pay your bills? Or would you rather have the government tell you that you can, and who knows what's even in that bill, that maybe you can only get one implant, and you're walking around with half an ounce? I mean,
it's either that, or nothing gets paid for. You see what I'm saying? Because if we don't have Obamacare, then let's say your son or your daughter loses an arm in an accident, and somebody says to you, hey, why don't you pay the bill like a woman and not complain about it, you know?
We're not talking about losing an arm here, though, sir. We're talking about cosmetic surgery. Lauren, hold on. Lauren, I want you to hold the line, Lauren, and we'll be right back, okay? 877-876-5 Phil.
I'm not going to pay for it if I can't.
Hold on. We're taking a break here. With more of your calls on Obamacare, the Supreme Court will be making a profoundly important decision. They'll be deciding on the life or the death of Obamacare either tomorrow or sometime this week. It's world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back.
For my wife, they have gluteal implants, so her ass is shapely.
Hold on.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're talking with caller Dennis from Massachusetts. And Dennis, I thought one of the interesting things you said early on is that you're a conservative, politically conservative, correct?
Yeah, I would say very much so, yes, sir.
But you are a big fan of Obamacare. And the reason why I say but you're a big fan of Obamacare is because, you know, conservatives are not known to be fans of Obamacare.
Well, I think that if you are talking to conservatives that are, you know, are using their brains, I think you would find that there'd be a lot more conservatives that are that are in favor of it. But I find that there's a lot of conservatives that are not. They're sort of knee-jerk conservatives. They opposed Obama just because he was a Democrat and he was black, you know, and you find a lot of that.
Well, I mean, you're saying conservatives automatically are opposed to black skin.
No, but I know a lot sort of vote like that. But I think in my case, we believe in more of a libertarian kind of view where if it's necessary, you have to, you know, whatever is necessary, right? And my wife...
See, the question here is your wife's surgery a necessary medical emergency? Not an emergency, but is it really a necessary medical... Is she going to die if she doesn't get implants... gluteal implants.
Is she going to die? Well, you're not going to die. You're not going to die if you don't get reconstructive surgery for if you had a mastectomy and they had to make two new breasts for you. You're not going to die if they don't make two new breasts for you. But I don't know if there's not any national health care plan with very much they get you front of the line to have the breasts made. And
No, but you understand what I'm saying? You're saying your wife is unshapely.
I'm not just saying she's unshapely. I'm saying that when my wife puts on a pair of pants, it looks like an old man is wearing them. It looks like an old man, if you've ever seen the way an old man looks in a pair of pants. And I don't want it to make it sound like I'm looking at old men wearing pants or anything like that.
No, I know what you're saying. Old elderly men who lose a lot of weight, you know, don't have the weight, they don't have the muscle tone they used to have. So what, the pants are baggy?
It's more than baggy. There's a complete lack of this. There is a complete lack of shape there. There's nothing there. Just the pant hangs. And this is psychologically damaging to her. It's also psychologically damaging to me because I'm walking down the street with her. And so I know there's people looking at her and they're wondering about me and that,
what are they wondering about you? What are you worried about? Your first concern is your wife.
Yes, my first concern is my wife. But then my second concern is going to be, how does this reflect on me walking down the street with a woman who has this kind of a body? And
we talked about integrity. We're also we've got a decided lack, I think, here of depth in terms of your feelings for your wife. Here is Lauren. Go ahead, Lauren. I'm sorry we had to put you on hold there during the break.
Hi, that's okay. I understand where he's coming from with, you know, as a woman, I understand body issues and things like that. However,
right.
I'm very embarrassed for your wife, Dennis, that you're on here talking about her like that. And
I mean, I have to say something because I don't think we're addressing the problem as a country. My wife, I don't want to embarrass
my
wife.
No, I totally understand where you're coming from. And, yeah, it would be nice if insurance companies covered elective surgeries like that. But the fact is that they don't. And it's not going to – shoving this enormous – piece of legislation down our throats and in our pocketbooks is not going to make your wife have implants paid for by the government. I don't want to pay for them. You're obviously not going to pay for them.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Well, I think that Obamacare, we don't know. You say
exactly.
Elective surgery. That was the first thing that I picked up on there was you said elective surgery. This is not elective surgery.
It is elective surgery.
She must
because
have,
it's not necessary.
No, ma'am. She
it's
must
cosmetic.
Have this surgery. And
why must she have it?
She doesn't have to have
because
it.
Because I want... I need
she doesn't
it.
Sound
need
like she has cancer and she's having a mastectomy or something like that. She's getting a butt implant,
you,
which is the same reason why women get breast implants. And I understand that.
No,
I understand.
I can tell you that our marriage isn't gonna last if she doesn't
okay,
have
Okay, so
this.
Why should we pay for that?
Because you just said you won't pay for elective surgery. It's not elective. It's an emergency. And
what makes it an emergency?
Your wife's ass implants are not an emergency. I'm sorry.
Ma'am, you can laugh. Well, let me ask. Can I be allowed to say it?
Yeah, go ahead. But everybody's trying to be heard here, Dennis. So
I apologize, but this lady laughs. Maybe she was born with a nice looking, if I can use the word, ass. You know, but my wife has got an ass like a 95-year-old man.
Okay, well,
right.
I'm sorry that she has that. We all have bumps and bruises and freckles and big butts, small butts, big boobs, small boobs. And you do that kind
anything.
Of thing so that you feel better about yourself, not because
right.
it's an emergency. It's not an emergency. You're insurance.
Why is it an emergency?
Cover something like that.
What? Yeah.
It would be
why
nice,
do you call it an emergency?
Going to. And Obamacare
because
is not
I'm
going to
leave
better.
Her. I will leave her if she doesn't get an ass. That
and why
I
is
can...
that our problem? Why is that our problem? You're not going to pay your bill. You're going to get your wife's butt implants and not pay the bill. That's
well,
going to go on somebody.
Okay. Why is anybody's medical problem our problem? Why, you
exactly.
know?
Well, that's the question. That's the question.
Socialized
yeah.
medicine. Are you serious?
Exactly. That's what a lot of people are asking, Dennis. I don't necessarily disagree with you on Obamacare, but it is the question that everybody's asking. Why is this our cost?
Because, Mr. Henry, as I said to you at the very outset,
because
he
wants
lady,
his wife to have a bigger butt.
No, ma'am, because I can't afford it.
That you call yourself
I can't afford
sir.
It. I cannot afford it. I've been a conservative my whole life. I voted.
Then don't get it.
Are you kidding?
I don't go out and buy a car. Hey, you know what? I don't go out and get liposuction because I want to feel better about myself. I don't get it. You work out at the gym. You do things. There's other things. She could buy like a Spanx with a butt lift in them. There's other things that you can do other than getting surgery.
Ma'am, with all due respect, she can buy those Spanx, like you call it. The minute she drops her pants at night, guess what? I get to see.
Okay, let's, you know, the lady said have a little respect for your wife. I think we're talking about her now like she's
seriously.
An object.
I'm sorry, but are you kidding? The minute she takes the Spanx off, she's got the same flabby ass. And
you know what? The lady here is making the point of other things. You can get a Stairmaster. You can do curls using, weights
you
on the legs.
Not, you could have not married her.
Are you serious?
You could have not married her. I'm sure she hasn't had a butt her entire life.
She
Why did you
not.
Marry her
she
if
is.
You weren't attracted to her?
Because there was a business opportunity. That it, I owed it to my family.
Oh my goodness!
Are you kidding me?
No,
Let's
Mr. Henry, I love my wife.
Sir, are you kidding
no,
me?
No,
I feel sorry
no,
for your
I love
wife.
My wife very.
Your business opportunity didn't work out
her.
Too good.
No, excuse me. Allow me to say something here.
No, your business opportunity didn't work out very good, man. If you can't afford surgery now, so what business opportunity?
Mr. Henry, at the time, it was a very good opportunity with a father.
How embarrassing!
Oh, brother!
How
embarrassing
for your wife, sir. Oh, my gosh. If my husband
well,
was talking
was
about me the way you're talking about your wife, I would be devastated. Yes. Devastated.
Well, no. Well, you may have a very sensitive nature. I don't know what your problem is.
No, no. The lady's
talking. Your whole argument is ridiculous.
Yeah. No, ma'am. Not when you consider the fact that people have elective surgery.
Yes, sir.
That
it speaks
by
volumes
insurance.
To your character and your integrity, sir.
What about bald treatments? That's insurance. I know that's covered by insurance.
Certain treatments for baldness are, others are not. certain treatments like topical medicines, but I don't think the surgery. You're not going to get a insurance to pay for that.
I beg to differ. If you've seen the commercials, they say, and we do pay for your bald head, or whatever, however they say that. Now, this lady doesn't like what I'm saying.
All right, listen, I'm going to let this lady go. Lauren, thank you very much. Good points that you made. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to move on to Elisa here. Finish your point there, Dennis.
My point was simply this, that my wife, I love her very much. I married her because her father was in the grain business, and there was an opportunity. But I do love her.
Okay, Elisa, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air with Dennis and me, Phil Henry.
Okay, Mr. Henry. Okay, yeah. First I'd like to say I love listening to your show. I listen every chance I get.
Thank you.
That's how I caught this beauty of a story. For one thing, I'd like to say I'm an African-American woman, and I don't want to say how old I am, but when I was
your husband,
girl,
I bet your husband has no complaints at all.
Hold on. Let's let the lady talk. Hold on.
Now, when I was a young girl, I unfortunately was blessed by the Lord with this gluteus maximus that all these women seem to want to have now. I see actress after actress, person after person going to go get their butts cut open to get some fat put in their behinds. Now, that doesn't make any sense. A booty implant is just like a breast implant or a facelift. It's something that a woman is getting to beautify herself. And I have to say, in defense of your wife, if I was your wife and you was on the radio talking about my behind, like you talking about hers, we'd be getting a divorce. And I'd be looking into that business deal you made to marry me in the first place.
Well, wait
because
a minute.
That's not nothing that you want to say on radio about the woman you keep claiming to love.
That kind of
love, I would hate for you to hate that woman. Because
don't
want to pay the bill, that's like a deadbeat dad.
I can't, man.
I'm a taxpayer. If you don't pay that bill,
yes, ma'am,
I'm going to end up paying that bill. And for one, I ain't going to see the booty. I'm not going to touch the booty.
But if we have Obamacare, that pays for it. Obamacare will pay for it. That's why I'm in favor
Obamacare of... Now, about Obamacare.
That I'm saying about
and
that?
And again, I'm an African-American.
Can I just say one thing?
There ain't no love
I would give
law.
Anything
now,
to be married to a woman like
can,
you. Oh,
you
God,
say,
would I love it.
Can you say martial law? Obamacare is one step to martial
law.
That's what I have martial law people too. Say when they talk about this stuff. If you let this man force you to get medical care, what's going to stop him from forcing you to be in your house by 8 o'clock? If you don't
all he's trying to
medical,
do is to help me pay for my family. I'm trying to pay for my family.
I don't know
Obamacare's
what
enough.
I'm thinking, but that's not
See,
what our forefathers, that's not their vision.
You can say
America,
that
they want to force us to do what they want us
yes,
to do.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go ahead. Final point here, Dennis. Then we got to take a break.
I just wanted to say to the lady, first of all, I think it's easy for her to say because, as she said, the Lord blessed her with a butt that, you know, and I'll say this with the greatest of respect. You know, I wish I was, you know, I love my wife, but I wish I was married to her. I mean,
Your wife could be listening to this.
No, I'm just saying, if the butt, you know, I don't know anything about Elisa, but.
Yeah, you just want a woman with a nice size ass.
I didn't say ass. You're using the word ass. I'm talking about gluteal enhancements, you know? And Obama's going to give me an opportunity to wake up next to a woman that's got it's got an ass.
No, he's not.
What are you getting emotional?
I'm getting emotional because there's so many people don't understand. This lady, her husband's happier than a pig in slop because he wakes up next to her every morning, and I got to...
And you got this wife that's listening to the show tonight.
Okay, she's listening. Honey, you know, if my wife's listening, I love you, baby, but your ass ain't making it.
What a thing to say.
She should divorce you.
Elisa, thank you. I've got to take a break. I appreciate your phone call. 877-876-PHIL. I love you, baby, but your ass ain't making it. Well, I'm sure it's been said many times in the history of our country, from the revolutionary period forward, but it has never, ever, in my opinion, been wrapped around a discussion on national health care. 877-876-7445. It is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. This is the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com every night with our live video cast of the show. So if you want to watch us on our video cast, you can certainly watch the show as well as listen to it. It's our radio show, it so happens, is the one radio show that's worth watching because most of them are a little dull. 877-876-7445. Dennis on the line with us here from a listener of ours from Boston and talking about Obamacare. Tomorrow, at some point, the Supreme Court takes up the issue of Obamacare. Will this become the law of the land? Is it constitutional? That is always the big question. And before we get back to some calls here, Dennis, have you had any thoughts on that?
Mr. Henry, yes, I have had thoughts on it. And I don't have any doubt in my mind that it is constitutional. I think that President Obama is trying to address a very desperate need that the American people have to have these medical procedures taken care of. A lot of these are out of pocket. Insurance companies are not going to deal with the breast or gluteal implant. And I want to say also, people may say to me that the gluteal implant is not necessary or emergency. However, if I was talking about my wife having breast implants, now maybe people can relate.
And I still don't think anybody would say it's a necessary procedure.
I think you're wrong. I think the obsession that we have in this country, I think is childish. The obsession we have with the size of breasts in this country is ridiculous and childish. And yet, I don't think there's anyone that would argue that the insurance company shouldn't pay for it.
I disagree.
I disagree with you. You know.
Okay, that's fine. 877-876-7445. Let me go over here to Kathy. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Kathy, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I just have a comment for Dennis, the remarks that he's making and all about that he feels that it's something that needs to be done. I've gone breast cancer about 6 years ago as a single mom. I had no help, no support, you know, going through it. I did not elect all this stuff that he's talking about, that when you go through breast cancer, you can have reconstructive surgery and it's paid for. It's not. You still have to pay to have it done if you choose to.
In Canada they do it. I met national health care. It would be paid for with national health care.
I had insurance. I paid to have insurance and all, but it does not cover everything that you go through. The surgery I had to pay a percent on it. I busted my butt, and I did it. I did not get it for free, what I had to go through.
But, I mean, if we had Obamacare, they'd give you two, you know, you get two new ones. I shouldn't say new ones, but I mean.
No, Obamacare is not going to take everything. People,
how do you know?
You saying you can't afford to pay for the surgery?
No, ma'am, I can't. Yeah. I can't.
You can't afford to have it done, and you're not going to pay the bills. Who do you think is going to pay that?
Well, the American people, but the American people will pay for it anyway if we have Obamacare. And this is necessary surgery. And
you keep calling it necessary. This lady went through breast cancer. Your wife just doesn't have a shapely ass, excuse my language.
No, it's not just not shapely. When I talked to the lady before, that lady Elisa, who said she had a really big behind, or however, I got emotional. I started to cry, and the reason I started to cry was because I imagine having a wife that had a butt like that, I guess if you want to call it that, and that I would never have that.
Well, then
you
should have chose that. You should have chose somebody that had that instead of going after what you did. You're selfish. You don't consider your wife, and you say you love your wife, but if you did, you wouldn't be online on the phone trying to do this. A man married me knowing I have no breath, and he doesn't look at it that I look like a man. There are other options that you can take.
I wouldn't mind that. I don't care. I wouldn't mind if you did not have any breasts, because I like a nice size butt. That's all I want. I don't care. So I'd be like your man,
but
you know.
I'm just saying, if he chose like you when I'm out of my clothes and I don't have breasts to look at, then he's not a man. And I'm sorry, I don't consider you a man because
right.
you want a big butt wife that you're putting your wife down like you are.
I'm saying that I love her and I want her to have.
No, you don't love her.
I want her to have what I want her to have, but.
Do you want her to have what she wants to have? Do you want her to have what she wants to have?
She wants to have. Well, she wants breast implants, and I told her that is vain and unnecessary. And what is necessary is a big butt. And I know that that's. I'm sorry if you laugh, ma'am. How can you laugh at me when you don't have breasts?
What is that supposed to mean?
That is right. I don't because of medical issues and all, and I choose not to. I chose another direction to go.
I don't mean to be offensive, but everybody's yelling at me.
What are you crying about, man? Because your wife doesn't have a big butt?
Yes.
You know, you are very selfish, sir.
All I ask for is to get up in the morning next to a woman that doesn't have the ass to water burn it.